Number, HKX, mobile.
For ULP.
Under, KO4, HKX. How are you today?
Good, Patrick.
Merry Christmas.
What's yourself?
It's not over yet. My son will be over tomorrow.
My grandparents, they were able to get out of Canada, so they'll be coming down to see us.
I bet you're excited about that.
I saw them was January.
You get to spend some good quality time with them.
So to, things aren't that great in Canada, so if they can, they might end up staying here.
Definitely understand that.
My uncle was also able to make it down with my aunt, and they're also from Canada. It was nice to be able to see them. They came Christmas Day, and, I haven't seen them. My uncle says January also.
Nice little Christmas present to get everybody together again, isn't it?
Yes.
Any new radio equipment?
I have a 10-watt handheld in the mail, and I got two ham radio signs for the shack. One is a ham radio operator, parking only. Violators will be banned from the airways. And another one is band plans, like band charts, and a photonic alphabet, like Morse code stuff.
One of those in my radio shack, too.
Ham operator, no parking only, or the... other, like a band plan, or like the bands.
The band plan one.
So I've pretty much heard that everybody almost has one of those in their shack.
Yeah, that way you don't mess up and get on the wrong frequency when you're not supposed to.
I was a little bit confused. I'm not sure if I figured it out because it doesn't really list like the technician portion of like 10 meters because it covers amateur, extra, advanced, general, technician, and vice. So I don't know.
10 meter for technician is 28.300 to 28.500 if I remember correctly.
I would have to play around with that because it doesn't really tell. It just like tells the frequencies like 10 meters and like what CW and all that stuff.
Find it. Go to the ARL's website and they have one you can print out there that's got all that information on it also.
Do that so I can actually like see the 10 meters, but it's not just the band plans on it. It has like the photonic alphabet, like the civilian and military one. Morse code, the American Morse, and then the International Morse, and then some punctuation for Morse code, I believe. Q code, so it has like all the Q codes, so I didn't know there's so many.
Study for your general, it'll bring them all back to your memory.
Really cover, I'm a technician, all the Q codes, just covered a few, and I never knew that QRZ means who is calling me or, all that.
When you start studying for your general, you'll get to learn quite a few more Q codes.
Yeah, the Q codes here is, for a higher class license.
What radio do you have coming?
I'm not sure the company, it is a 10-watt HT, so, it should do a lot. And I just can't remember the company. They had a nice Bofang one, it was out of stock, so I couldn't get that one. So I had to hunt because most of their 10 watts were out of stock.
Radio Orange by chance?
Completely don't remember the name, so I'm not sure.
Color an orange?
It was an orange one online that where I was looking. I don't think I got that one was out of stock. I'm not really even remembering. I don't think it was an orange.
If it is, I've got one of those myself, and I use it. And I really like it. It's a good radio.
It looks like a pretty nice one. Hopefully it'll do better than the 5-watt.
04 HKX for ID. It does much better than my Bofang. It's a Wushan. It's a W-O-U something. I don't remember exactly how you spell it. Is the name brand of the one I got. I can look. I've got it with me, but I'm driving right now.
For station ID. Yeah, hopefully it will reach farther out because my Bofang is only 5 watts, and I hope the 10 watts will perform a lot better.
Some, I'm sure, but it's not going to be a huge increase, but it will be better than what you had.
I'm curious if, you know, if I'll be able to hit the repeater from around Fletcher, North Carolina area, so I do piano lessons up that way, and my brother's doing his piano lessons, I tried to take my 5-watt radio, and I just couldn't hit the repeater from there, so I'm hoping with the 10-watt, I'll be able to.
Might be able to from that location over there. I live in North Carolina, not too far from Fletcher, so it usually takes, and I can hit the repeater fairly good on my 10-watt radio.
I should do better. I believe it's, I don't know if it's actually like Fletcher, but it's like pretty close in that area. I believe it's actually in Hendersonville County, but if you're familiar with Fletcher Academy, that's like where it is.
Where that's at.
I do piano lessons is not very far from that at all, like a 5-minute drive at the most.
Well, Alexander, I'm going to have to get off here. I'm arriving at my QT8, or my destination. And so I'll say 7-3s for now. And I will talk to you later, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Dispatcher, KO4 ULP, and I'm clear.
ULP, this is KO4 LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest. 4WFU.